Those who need a warm winter coat, snow boots, or fresh outfit for a job interview and who demonstrate financial need are welcome to take part in CommunityLink's year-round donation closet, otherwise known as the Vault, according to Ben Miller, support services worker. Miller said the concept has been a part of CommunityLink's story for a while. The space was formerly known as the Vault when located in the organization's former building. The name is because they had a room like an old vault, where people could take or leave a donation such as gently used clothing. We always called it the Vault, but we've moved to this building where we've just continued the program, he said. And it's just a big closet where we accept donations. He said an intake worker is usually in charge of organizing the donations and going through the closet to clean it up when needed. But he added it's a group effort getting people in and out of there and helping them find what they need. For the most part, if someone walks in saying, I need some help, I need a shirt, a jacket or whatever, they're good to go, he said. We get them in there. They don't need to donate anything, it's just a free service. He added those in need are required to meet with the organization's intake team, but if there's a demonstrated need, they're eligible. Pretty much, if you're asking for it and you need some help with it, then you're eligible, he said. We say it's pretty much open to anyone and everyone. The closet runs on donations, so Miller added the team can't always promise there will be a great selection or a perfect fit, but there is usually something available for each person. When someone does find a jacket that fits them, it's kind of cool to say that it's the community that got them that jacket, he said. He added oftentimes those who take a donation will return the favor at a later time when they are financially able to, but it is not a requirement. You don't have to donate for it, but maybe a few months down the road when they're in a better place, they'll come back and donate something to repay the favor, he said, adding the closet as an awesome service opportunity for those who can help. According to Miller, the need for warm winter clothing increases during the coldest months of the year. Some families may need help to find warm clothes, or those who are struggling to find a shelter or place to stay at night may need some extra blankets or jackets. There's definitely a need within Alberta for jackets and winter clothes, he said. It gets very expensive for families to have to buy new winter jackets every single year, and it's just a great way to help individuals budget some income or stay warm at night. What I love about it so much too, is that it's great for people who want to support and donate. It's a very cool community thing that's happening there.